You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today's show is part two of an amazing show we did 2 weeks ago. Many people will struggle with this radical view of health that starts at your energetic foundation, which is your essence or soul. And when it is not healthy, your intuition is blocked, as well as your ability to perceive and acknowledge the existence of subtle energies. We'll give you some examples today so you can truly understand the new way to look at health. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, can you review what we talked about in the first show?
Well, first, I want to gush a little bit because we're already answering a lot of questions that people may or may not have had about why doesn't everybody believe in energy? Why doesn't everybody believe in subtle energy? Mm-hmm. And we just said it right here, is that when you have negative energy in your foundation, mm-hmm. your intuition is blocked,
right?
Which is where you just know that what we talk about makes sense.
Yes.
And so some of you may not get this. It's okay. You may disagree with it. You may disagree with it violently.
Yes,
if you've been trained in the medical profession,
sure.
If you've been trained even in the alternative medical profession, you know, it may say, oh, this doesn't sound right.
Right.
But we're just putting it out there for your consideration.
Well,
and if you continue to clear using the ecosystem approach,
there you go.
Your intuition can validate this on its own. You don't need us to validate it.
Exactly. And there's one more thing I want to add to that. When you start using the ecosystem approach, your entire world opens up and there's a clarity that happens in a way that you could have never imagined before.
Yes.
And I see that as a fabulous benefit.
Yes.
So
it really is. And here's the other part. Okay. You know, one of the things we talk about, and so I'm getting into the review already.
All right.
But the source of your health is your essence.
Yes.
That's your soul. We use the term essence. People use soul. I don't like the word soul because it takes people to church and they don't really, there's a whole different view of what we're talking about.
Yes.
What we're talking about is an actual thing that we can perceive that affects everything in our life, specifically our health.
Correct.
So, okay. One of the things that we say, and this is the foundation for the ecosystem approach, is that you shouldn't go to someone if you're not healthy and give up your power
to them
to make you healthy.
Right.
That responsibility lies because it has to do with your relationship to your essence, which is the authentic part of you, is the most fundamental part of you. You would never give up control of that to someone else unless you want to be enslaved, unless you want to be a slave or, you know.
Exactly. But the bottom line is that, Jason, all of us, you and me included, we have been trained. We have been programmed.
Yes.
Yes. That someone in the medical field or the alternative medical field, they have more.
They have the answers that we don't have.
That they have all the answers. And we're not saying not to use them. Geez, not at all. But what we are saying is when you understand your power, when you understand your essence,
how you work authentically.
Exactly. Then if you have something wrong and you go to the medical community or alternative medical community, believe it or not, when you understand or have a real connection to your essence, then you can actually heal better, faster, and with more knowing and gain power in the process.
So let's talk about the specifics.
All right.
here's a biggie. Negative energy is a source of all the bad things in the world.
Okay.
We think of it in the physical. Toxic water, dirty air, toxics in the environment, which cause disease. We think of that. Those are the things that cause disease. No.
Well, and also processed foods, things like that.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't start there. It starts in the non-physical dimension with the negative energy.
Right.
The source of the toxicity is the negative energy, not the substance itself.
Correct.
And if you understand that, it's also the source of all the viruses, the bacteria, the disease and illness, and even death.
Yes.
That happens to the physical body.
Correct.
So that's a completely different mindset. Now, one of the things about, you know, turning over your
power
to someone else, one of the great things about the ecosystem approach is that it's internal. You don't have to be a crazy person. You don't have to go out in the world and profess anything.
Correct.
This change happens internal. So when you go to the doctor, the only thing that's really changed is there's a different mindset. And if he says you have to do this, you may say, I'm not sure I want to do that. And you can voice that or not.
Well, exactly.
You know?
And maybe for the first time in your life, say, wait a minute, I'm not real sure about that one.
Yeah.
I want to think about it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
That's a biggie, especially for those of us who have been programmed. And notice I said those of us who have been programmed.
So we're just getting too excited. We have a lot of material to get through. We're going to put forth. So let's do the major points that to review first. Okay.
Okay.
That we never really cure disease. We just move it around because dark energy can re-manifest itself in different places in our body. Okay. Life purpose is the primary when it comes to healing disease.
Correct.
It's your life purpose that comes from your essence, from a healthy essence that helps you live.
Mm-hmm.
That helps you live in the way that you want to.
Okay.
And you should never give up the power to heal yourself to someone else because you're giving up the power of your essence.
Correct.
That's basically the summary of the first show. Go back and listen to it 2 weeks ago. If you're just listening today, go back and listen.
Yeah.
It'll be amazing.
Yes.
But we're going to put up two slides right now.
Okay.
And slide number one and slide number two.
Okay.
And this information is slide number one. It shows most people would agree with this, that if your essence is on top and the energy flows from your essence to the down to the triangle, to your ego and to your physical body. People say, well, yeah, that makes sense. I get that. Yeah. You know, what's wrong with that? The problem is, and then we put the slide next to it, slide number two, is that the reality of what we see. And we see this because we have intuition that's been refined over a long period of time. And we see this, and it's pretty basic that when there's negative energy in your essence, the triangle flips upside down. So instead of being primary, your essence being primary, it becomes subordinate.
Correct.
And that your ego and your physical body become primary. And they don't know what to do. The physical body and the ego doesn't know what to do when they're primary because it's not the way they're designed.
Right.
They're designed to get information from the essence to kind of direct it and know
and
how
guide us.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Because that's the authentic part of us.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we talk about is the 80%.
Right.
And it's a discovery that we made that everybody has 80% of their essence covered up with negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been taught that we come out pure. No, we don't see that at all.
Well, meaning we come into this world
pure. We come into this world pure.
Yeah.
Come out, I'm sticking baby. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. So, but that we're not pure. We come in with 80%. And even people who have achieved greatness, they have the same amount of negative energy in their essence.
Right.
And that's what really shocked us. That's what's really...
That was very surprising. You're right.
Helped us look some more.
Right.
And what we saw was that people who have achieved greatness have greatness in one area of their life, usually because of ego. And then they have this other areas that there's great...
Deficits,
such dysfunction,
and
pain, hurt.
Such as relationships, money,
addictions,
things like that. Those are just examples.
Death,
yes.
Assassination.
Yes.
You know, all those things happen when you're not whole.
Yes.
That in a way that comes from your essence.
Correct.
So If you want more information about that, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. And in our free section, we have a whole two-part article about the 80%. We'll give you more information
about
that.
And by the way, it's really good. Very well written.
Our example for this first section is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was the Supreme Court Justice who died recently. And she died of early stage pancreatic cancer that was diagnosed in 2009.
Right.
I got this off the internet.
Yes.
And she had no symptoms at the time. It was 2009. That was 11 years later she died. But they were treating her. They were treating her with traditional medicine. No problem. She did really well.
Actually, most people don't live more than 6 months once this is discovered.
Exactly. So for 11 years, that was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. But here's what we see, and this is a great example. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg had been using energy and healing her essence would have been talking to her physical body and said, I need 4 more months. And the body would have found a way to
give her that 4 more months.
Yes. And obviously, if she was the strong person, she was commanding.
Yes.
Everybody knew that she didn't take any guff from anybody,
And she was a little tiny thing.
Yes.
Yes.
We had seen some TV shows about her workout routine.
And yes.
What all the things she did to keep herself healthy. It was very impressive.
Very much so. And especially at 87.
But she had the upside down triangle. Her ego and her physical body were primary, and they couldn't sustain her for another 4 months.
Because they weren't getting direct information or good information, positive information.
From essence. It's a great example.
Yes.
It wasn't a coincidence that she died. And just the days before she died, she dictated a statement to her daughter that she wanted.
Her granddaughter.
Granddaughter that she didn't want to be replaced until the new president was installed.
Right.
But so she had the intention, but her physical body didn't hear it because her essence was covered with negative energy. And we're going to talk some more about that.
Yes. Yes. So, Jason, one of the key points of this segment.
Negative energy is the root source of all health problems, illness, and disease. When essence has negative energy, people lose connection and work from ego and the physical body. And we talked about that in the last show and why that doesn't work. And health should never be delegated to someone else. Real expertise lies within your essence to help you stay healthy. You're the expert.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach helps you restore your health by healing your essence and giving you back control of your health and your life.
I love that. In the next segment, we're going to continue to talk about some stories that reflect how the body actually works and how you can have influence over the outcome for all treatments with both traditional and alternative medicine. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to continue to talk about some stories that reflect how the body actually works and how you can have influence over the outcome for all treatments with both traditional and alternative medicine. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems. This is really important, that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what are some more examples or stories that you're about to tell us?
I think the best example is Patricia. And we're gonna talk about it's almost like your health chart is right going to be in front of us.
Okay.
But we're going to describe it in a way that is probably a way that you've never heard before.
Okay.
So you were doing water aerobics. You were teaching water aerobics in the place that we used to live.
Yes.
4 days a week.
Yes.
It was very grueling for the teacher to do water aerobics 4 days a week because people would come into your class who were very fit. And I said, oh my gosh, you kicked my butt. You know, it was not
more than once that happened.
It wasn't your grandmother's water aerobics.
No, it was not.
You know, it was a lot of fun. But so she was doing that, but she was having problems.
I was struggling with breathing and at the strangest times to go upstairs, things like
right.
that. And I was doing water aerobics,
right.
by the way, like you said. I was working out regularly.
So long story short, we called to ask a nurse and she said, she put us on hold. Doctor came on and said, you have to come in right away.
Do you want me to send you an ambulance? And I have to say, if you're watching the show, I went, are you kidding? I just taught a water aerobic class. And he said, Mrs. Roan, you need to come in now. And I had no idea. I thought I had some sort of a lung infection.
Yeah, sure.
That kind of thing.
So it was determined right then and there that she had a heart valve problem and had to be replaced. Now,
yes.
We were at that time, we had a contract with a Fortune 500 company. We were slated to go.
Actually, 2 days later.
Yeah. Across the country to New York. Why don't we do this after we come back? And the doctor said, no, it's now.
It needs to be done now.
So the surgery was a great success.
Yes, it was.
And the cardiologist was very pleased with himself because the outcome was good. And
yes.
And frankly, ever since, every time that people check out your heart, it looks great.
Well, and one of the very first things they say after they listen to my heart is, you might have the strongest heartbeat I have ever heard. And
yes.
It's like, and not just one doctor said it, I would say multiple doctors have said it. For this reason, meaning for this doctor or that doctor, different departments of the body, we'll say it that way.
So we're going to give you the pieces now, but
yes.
Then we're going to go back and interpret it using the interpretation that we've trained you. We're talking about now, okay?
Yes.
So it'll make sense probably more so than anything you've ever heard of before. So the surgery was a success.
Yes, it was.
But what was it like? 2 weeks later, it was very, very soon.
It was actually less. It was a week.
Week, and you know, Patricia, who's emotional, called to me in a very very
alarming manner.
Well, it wasn't. There was no alarm in your voice. I don't know if you remember, but I remember.
No,
it,
I don't.
It was. Jason, I think I'm dying. Call up 911.
Yeah.
You know, and usually when she talks, it's it's full of emotion. It's not just it's not flat.
I'm
you know?
Not dull. Let's if, just
if
say it that
if
way.
If there's a bug somewhere, it's oh my God, you know, there's a bug.
No,
you know?
The bugs are fine. It's a few other things. But go
she
ahead.
She would say, I think I'm dying. Call 911. You know, and
I thought my head was going to come off. Actually, I thought I was having a stroke.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. And of course, they had warned me that strokes could happen.
So rushed you to the hospital, all these tests, and all they could come up with was migraine. Mm-hmm. And because she was a heart patient, they had to do all these tests because right. because that's where they went, the stroke and the heart.
Exactly.
And, you know, that sort of thing. So and then it happened again and again
and again.
And it was really upsetting, but they couldn't find anything wrong.
No.
You know,
so they thought that there was something wrong with
me. Well, first they sent you to a neurologist.
Yes, they couldn't find anything.
Yeah. And I'm gonna give you a little teaser. At the end, we're gonna talk about the energy basis for all this, which makes perfect sense to
yes,
all
it
of
does.
This. But traditional medicine, I don't know, you know, or and they did what they normally do is say it's just a coincidence, which is their way of saying I don't know,
okay.
And. Then they started to blame the patient.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
you know, you're emotional. You're a mess. You need therapy.
Yes.
And you know, we've been doing the ecosystem approach
for more than 10 years at that time,
which is not therapy. It is uncovering your emotional story and clearing, taking the charge out of the energy that's
correct.
Attached to that emotional story.
Well, finish the rest of the story
okay.
and then start talking about that.
So we used acupuncture mm-hmm. and clearing for the migraines. They still couldn't find what it was. And then you started to have vertigo. That was really serious. There was one time you were meeting with a business client and you were on the curb throwing up because you were so...
Because the vertigo was so bad.
Yes.
And by the way, I was terribly embarrassed.
It was embarrassing. And so we went through the whole thing again. What's causing the vertigo? What's causing the spinning? And she was finally diagnosed with Meniere's disease. And of course, the doctor said, well, she never had Meniere's disease before this heart thing.
So,
but that's just coincidence. There's no relationship
one more time,
to this.
Coincidence,
you know, we've
yes.
heard that so many times.
Yes.
It's almost exasperating.
Yes, thank you.
So, but here's what happened.
Okay.
And we see this very clearly. Because we understand energy, essence, and what we call your emotional story. Now, if you've been listening for a while, your emotional story is not what happened to you as a child and even before, which is past lives, but how you felt about it.
Right.
So we come in with this 80%. In that 80%, there's a form of trauma and dysfunction.
Correct.
That we call negative energy. So we've been clearing this as long as we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart valve made perfect sense in terms of her emotional story because I'm just going to just basically Patricia's mother as a child used her as a caregiver for her mentally disabled sister. And it was really unfair because it was like she was taken away and enslaved to this caregiving and the rest of the family was able to go out and have fun and do things that you weren't able to do. And you felt like there was something wrong with you, like you were being punished. And
I couldn't figure out what I had done wrong.
Your childhood was stolen, basically.
Yes.
And your mother had a disdain for you, even though she saw that you had the ability to take care of things, including the caregiving that your other siblings didn't have the ability to do.
Not at all.
And so she was jealous of her ability, your creative talent, and all those other things.
Correct.
But it really, that was part of your emotional story.
Mm-hmm.
And so the heart valve, we saw, we created a metaphor so we could clear it. The heart valve we saw was calcified.
Calcification.
It was calcification. It was calcified, which made it open and close unevenly.
Correct.
So there was more pressure on one side of the valve than there was on the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way. So we converted that to a metaphor that there was an imbalance of giving and receiving for Patricia, which is, oh my gosh, that's her emotional story. That's Patricia, you know? So we were clearing that and clearing that and clearing that. But what we noticed is that when the heart valve was replaced, and they said this was congenital, which means it was from
birth.
So this unevenness of giving and receiving not only happened when she was a child, but probably in a past life also.
I'm guessing. Yes.
So when it was replaced, all this energy was released.
Negative energy
yes. that was released that went to the migraines, then to the vertigo.
The Meniere's disease.
That's correct. And it's still an imbalance because the Meniere's disease is, you know, the life knocks you off your feet, which is kind of what happened to you as a child because your mother stole your childhood, knocked you off your feet. She would do that literally also.
She did. If I said something wrong or did something wrong and I was-
You spoke
within,
up.
If I spoke up and I was within arm's reach and she didn't like it, she'd literally, physically knock me off my feet.
So it all made sense. We kept following the emotional story,
correct.
The energy, and we kept clearing and clearing. What we see is that, and we've talked about this, is that negative energy will find a way. So first it found its way in your heart valve.
Correct.
We replaced it so that we closed off that avenue. So then it became migraines.
In other words, it moved around. That
it
negative
moved around.
Energy moved around.
We used acupuncture to help her with the migraines.
Yes.
She hasn't had a migraine since.
No, I haven't.
You know, and then it was vertigo. We've been very successful. We have an amazing chiropractor that we use, and he's able to. There's a nerve that is connected to that vertigo, and when there's not a subluxation there, she's fine. The problem is that 3 days later, 4 days later, because of that that negative emotional energy. You know, that subluxation comes back. And that's why. So we've been clearing that.
Yes.
But your Meniere's disease is really mild at this point.
Oh, it's
to almost non-existent. So when symptoms come up, we look at the emotional story, we clear the negative energy.
Correct.
And it's truly, truly amazing. That's how you have real health. And she did that not by going. We didn't go full frontal with the chiropractor or any other medical profession. They like us when we go in there.
Yes, they do.
We're very polite and kind, but we always keep our own counsel. It's an internal process.
And the thing that's amazing is before both of us, we're not taught to keep our own counsel regarding our own personal health.
We were taught to be obedient.
Yes, very
to
much
the
so.
Medical profession.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
As you clear negative energy from your essence, it talks to you and tells you how to heal.
Correct.
Most healing today moves negative energy around. It doesn't remove the root cause, which is the negative energy.
Right.
By following symptoms, converting them to metaphors, and clearing the energies, Patricia's healthy with good outcomes. And the ecosystem approach is designed to help you heal by using your natural abilities and your innate ability to heal yourself.
In the next segment, we're going to put this all together for you. What does this mean for you? Does it happen overnight? How do you deal with traditional and alternative medicine treatments? How do you start to implement this process? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from push and pull to peace of mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to put it all together for you. What does this mean for you? Does it happen overnight? How do you deal with traditional and alternative medicine treatments? How do you start to implement this process? Stay tuned. Don't go away. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, tell everyone, how do you start to implement this process?
So we're going to use Ruth Bader Ginsburg as an example.
Okay.
So if she came to us when she was first diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, here's how we would help her.
Okay.
And we would start by helping her understand that she can do this without looking foolish to her others on the Supreme Court.
You know,
Supreme Court's known to be very stuffy. Okay. No one's going to say, oh yeah, I'm an energy person. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it's, you know, for the most part, we go out in the world. We don't look we don't look weird. I don't know how else to say that. You know,
You mean Mr. Straight Man? No, you don't look weird.
Yes. People assign traits to me that aren't true at all just because of the way I look, you know.
Right.
But that's what we like about the ecosystem approach. It's an internal process. She wouldn't have to stand up and say, oh, you know, the problem here is, you know, everybody else needs to start doing this. You just do it for yourself, you know.
And start with yourself is
yes,
what we're really
exactly.
saying.
Yes. So we would help her understand her diagnosis because we would know that she's already been receiving messages
yes.
from her essence and she hasn't been listening.
Well, but she didn't know she should listen
exactly.
because of programming.
She didn't know how to listen.
That's right.
You know, programming teaches you to look outside of yourself, not within yourself.
Correct.
So we would uncover her emotional story, get her started to clearing what happened, what's creating pancreatic cancer. We would create a metaphor for pancreatic cancer that suits her and her emotional story.
Because, and I'm going to jump in and say, remember something, everyone, we are all unique. Somebody can have the same problem as RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or me with the heart valve. But because our stories are different, the metaphors could be different.
That's why you have to take charge of your own.
That's right.
Because your doctor doesn't know your story.
No.
He looks at it.
He doesn't have time.
He looks at it from a perspective of all these people have commonality. he looks at the commonality. He doesn't look at the uniqueness.
Correct.
The ecosystem approach is about looking at your uniqueness.
Right.
And there's something really delicious when you go there.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So we'd help her uncover her her emotional story. And here's the part that was missing. We would make sure that we would clear so her true purpose, which is probably pretty close to what she was doing.
Correct.
Would come from, not from her ego, like the upside down triangle, but from her essence.
Right.
And that would feed her physical body. And then the physical body would take cues from something that's more evolved than the physical body when it's just looking out there in the world and it's kind of lost. It doesn't have direction.
Yes.
So that would have been a big deal. And we'd still help her with that.
Correct.
You know, this is something, this is why we say, this is why we've designed the ecosystem approach this way.
Mm-hmm.
We design it so we teach you how to do it, not so that you come to us and say, you be the expert for me and tell me what to do. Now, a lot of times we are very candid with our assessment when we work with clients.
Yes.
But our desire really is to teach people how to do it for themselves,
right,
not for us to do it. And sometimes, just like with, you know, when you're teaching your child to learn to ride a bike, you may hold them on the bike as they're pedaling down the road,
right,
so they don't
fall. And you're running your backside off. Yes.
Right. Exactly. But and you don't just say, oh, go ride your bike and let them figure it out. You help them.
Right.
But once you find that help, you should be able to do a lot of this on your own. And we've been doing it. We were trained in a way that we didn't go to a teacher.
No.
We just start uncovering this. And when we uncover this.
We started using our intuition connection to our own personal essence.
Yes. And we've done it without a teacher. We've done it in a way that is natural and organic, the way we're designed.
Correct.
Of course, we had each other to help each other.
We did.
You know, and that was very helpful.
Yes.
And we always suggest you get a clearing buddy. But if this is speaking to you, if you're saying, okay, I don't want what happened to RBG to happen to me.
Right.
By the way, the best way to avoid a disease later in life, if you're perfectly healthy right now, is to know your emotional story and start clearing it now so those negative energies don't have a chance to build up.
Correct.
and cause problems for you.
Yes.
So how do you implement the ecosystem approach in the world today?
Okay.
Go ahead, use traditional medicine. You know, if you have a tendency toward alternative medicine, use that too. We prefer alternative medicine because it feels better to us, and we make our choices based on that. But we always keep our own counsel.
Yes.
And we don't buy into the other narratives. And we've seen narratives in both alternative medicine and in traditional medicine that we say, that's not how it works.
Right.
And sometimes we have to disagree, but sometimes we just have to keep our mouth shut and take what we need and leave the rest, so to
speak.
Correct. So we also, the thing to do is to when you want to start to heal your essence, know your Enneagram type. We use the Enneagram as a personality typing system.
Correct.
And when you have an accurate Enneagram type, you can use that to figure out the negative energy that's attached to your essence.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very helpful based on the issues that Enneagram type typically has.
Right.
So, you know, this could change how you view the world. This could change your relationship with health.
And it could also help change your relationship you have with yourself.
Exactly.
And because when that happens, there's a whole world out there that you would be very, very surprised in connecting with yourself. And because I'm the emotional one in the group here, the bottom line is that it has made a huge difference for me, not only in how, of course, I see myself, but how I see the whole world out there.
Because this isn't just about health. We think of, we compartmentalize these things.
Of course.
But if you've put a lot of effort into your health already,
mm-hmm,
chances are the negative energy in your essence has expressed itself in your relationships, in your money, mm-hmm. in your feelings about yourself, maybe even in your family.
How about your job?
Your job. It's all those places.
Yes.
So we always focus. We've never really focused specifically on our health.
No.
We've always focused on our emotional story. So here's the thing about the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
And if you're thinking about it, this is one of the reasons I think it's so amazing. First of all, it's private. It's internal.
Yes.
But it's really powerful. Now, most of you who are listening are probably have done some energetic techniques and do some energetic things. But what's neat about the ecosystem approach is it's easy to start.
Yes.
But it takes you very, very, very deep. Because you can, once you understand your emotional story, your Enneagram type, you can go really, really deep and keep going and clearing more and more specifically. We're still clearing ourselves.
Absolutely.
We help each other, except when we get mad and then we just say, leave me alone. I'm going to clear myself. That never happens, right? Yeah. But it is really, really helpful. And we keep going deeper and deeper.
Exactly.
We're still finding, we're going down the path. It's an amazing path to go on.
Correct.
So.
Key points, Jason?
Key points.
All right. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Everyone starts with the ecosystem approach from their own unique perspective and their own stage in life.
Correct.
There's no time. We don't say it's going to take you this long because everybody's different.
Yeah.
Our programming culture has made transition to the ecosystem approach difficult, and many just cannot do it.
Correct.
If you've been programmed all your life, this idea about energy just sounds crazy, and you just right. can't do it.
Yes.
Using the ecosystem approach is an internal process, doesn't require that you profess loyalty or allegiance in a world that has a bias toward energy and this type of information.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to heal your essence from your for your own healing, just to have a better life in every area of your life, just not just in healing.
And so, and I'm going to say, and so start today.
Yes.
With that said, we're going to tell you how to do clearing. And then in the next segment, we're going to help you get started. This, by the way, is one of the most amazing things you can do every single day. So Jason, go ahead and tell everyone how to do this.
So you can sit, stand, lay down, you can mm-hmm. be walking, you can be doing something else, mm-hmm. gardening, exercising, a lot
Correct.
Of mindless things you can do and do clearing at the same time. And so when we say, and to eliminate, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather that all up and blow it into the processor. If you don't know what the processor looks like, we have it. If you go sign up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for a free section. We also have all the clearings listed there, as well as a picture of the processor. Mm-hmm. The processor takes negative energy and makes it neutral. So it's kind of amazing. It's kind of neat.
Well, and the other thing is that think about the processor or removing negative energy as a way that you can help not only yourself, but the environment. And that's a really big deal. There's one more little part to this. And the other little part is, after we've done clearing, then we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way through our body to the tips of our toes. We're going to ask it to stop. We're going to ask it to turn around. And we're going to blow out any negative energy that's left over. And when that happens, life force energy is going to go into those places in the body where the negative energy was stored, and it's going to heal. It's going to begin to heal you and your life. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you clear so you can begin to see and implement a better way for health and a better way for life in general. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction. Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a Recovery Recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you clear so you can begin to see and implement a better way for health and a better life in general. Jason?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my existence and health starts with the energy of my essence. It's foundational. Take those barriers, blow them into that processor.
And remember, by the way, we didn't say, if you can't see the processor, here we go. I hadn't even thought of this. This is what the processor looks like. But if you can't see it,
it looks like a trash can on wheels.
It's trash can on wheels. If not, go ahead and get yourself a garbage can, so to speak, in your mind's eye and throw everything in there.
But more importantly, go to our website.
There you go.
Go theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section, and you can actually download that picture and print it out and put it on your desk.
Exactly. So next, we're going to shorten it up just a little bit, and it goes like this. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that having negative energy in my essence is the root cause of illness and disease and other dysfunctions in my life. Nice and easy. Take a breath and blow out that negative energy. Throw it into the processor / garbage can.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have, that is negative energy that comes out in many ways, whether it's my health, my relationships, my job, my money.
Correct. Take a breath. Blow it out. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that interferes with my health and is negative energy. You don't need it. Throw it away.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that healing today doesn't remove negative energy. It just moves that negative energy somewhere else.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that going to someone to be healed is like giving up my power of my essence. You need that power for your essence because it is who you are. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that our energy is looking for a place to express themselves in my life.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that using the ecosystem approach is internal and private and doesn't require outward expressions of loyalty or allegiance. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any resentment I have because these ideas about health are different than what I've been taught.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my physical body and ego needs connection to essence, my essence, to work. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that I have the ability to heal and prevent bad health by working with my energy.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my emotional and physical health comes from my healthy essence. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that for the first time I have real power over my health and not to be afraid that something bad is going to happen out of the blue, just accidentally.
Right.
Take a breath.
Ready to activate life force?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes the clarity that I need so I can see the importance of using the ecosystem approach for me starting today. Pull in that life force energy and through the top of your head, let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around and ask it right now to remove negative energy, but also activate life force energy in the spots where the negative energy was stored in my body. Starting right now, take a breath and blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have a positive connection to my essence and start to have a life that I've always wanted.
Yes.
It almost sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that working with energy can transform my life all the way to the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energy that's blocking you or getting in your way of this request right now.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on the health of my essence because it affects all areas of my life.
Yes.
It's actually the most effective, efficient way of doing it.
Correct.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, objective, have fun, laughter, love, love of myself, love of who I am, have enough love right now to know that when I connect with the essence of who I am, I can have anything and everything that I need and want starting right now today, including using the ecosystem approach for better health. Nice and easy. Pull it in. Tips of your toes. Stop it. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. By the way, everyone, you've just started healing the essence of who you are. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is kind of fun. It's been in the news a lot.
Okay.
It's called quiet quitting.
Mm.
And this is for both employees and employers.
Okay.
So if you're one of those employees that says, I don't know if I want to put in whatever it takes to do a job. And we both have had jobs like that.
Yes, we have.
You know, quiet quitting is a form of burnout.
Yes.
And burnout is an energy. So we're going to talk about it from a very different perspective that you've probably never heard before.
Okay.
And for employers, mm-hmm. you know, one of the big things is that people need to have purpose.
Yes.
We talked about that today. People need to have purpose in their work, but even they're doing some sort of mundane task, you know, administrative or whatever, that doesn't seem to have purpose.
Right.
We can help people find that purpose in not what they do, but how they do it.
Yes.
And that can be very, very effective.
I love that. So if today's show touched your heart in some way.
If you're worried about your health.
Yes.
If you're saying, oh my gosh, I'm afraid of cancer. I'm afraid of these big diseases. I'm afraid, you know, I've got type 2 diabetes. I don't know what to do. Even type 1. Maybe you have an incurable disease. If anything can help you, this can.
Yes.
Because incurable diseases go right to your emotional story. You can uncover that. You can clear anything.
Yes.
And it doesn't, I guess it depends on how much time. There's no promises, no guarantees, but it can be very, very effective.
Correct.
So here's what you do. If you want to make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life, it's very simple. Watch our show every week. We tell you in different ways how to apply this energetic approach in different segments of your life. And
correct.
even if the show doesn't apply to you directly, we did a show about parenting, going back to school, and you're not a parent, it can still help you because of the frame, the method applies for many, many different areas.
Correct.
And go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section. That's how to be connected with us. You'll get a weekly newsletter. You get the clearings every week. Do the clearings over and over. They're cumulative. The more you do it, the more it is.
Okay.
And in the meantime, go to our Facebook page. I love it when people like us on Facebook, theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.